Cup final set, Vegas, Washington. Here's our TSN Hockey Insider brought to you by Finance It, Darren Dreger. What's up, Dregs?
Not much. Boys, what's going on with you?
Gearing up for a cup final that everybody saw coming in September. Vegas, yeah. Washington. And Vegas is finally favored. Vegas is favoring Vegas in the cup final. How do you feel about that?
I'm okay with it. It just feels like, you know, this is a story that has a final chapter that is yet to be written, right? And that would be a Stanley Cup championship. And, I mean, there's lots of reasons why you can give the Vegas Golden Knights an edge. I mean, for me, Marc-Andre Fleury and his historic run here starts there. And his experience, I like Braden Holtby. I really do. I mean, what's not to like about the way he's played in the playoffs? But there was a lot of uncertainty going into the playoff run, you know, between Grubauer and Holtby, and we know what you've got in Marc-Andre Fleury because of the championships he won with the Pittsburgh Penguins. But beyond that, I mean, they've done the unlikely, the unthinkable, the unbelievable, but they continue to do it. So how do you bet against them? No pun intended. But I don't think we can lose in this from a media perspective, can we? I mean, if Vegas wins, you know, it's shocking because it's an expansion team that wins in its inaugural season. If Washington wins, then, you know, there's reason to celebrate that, you know, Alex Ovechkin, one of the greatest players of all time, is going to hoist the Stanley Cup, and that can't be a bad thing either.
I agree, and that's where I'm going to head, Dregs. We had a spirited debate last hour about I said this. Now hear me out. I believe Marc-Andre Fleury, if it was ended today, he's the Conn Smythe winner. And I think people believe in that. But I also think that Alex Ovechkin has put himself into that conversation now with how well he's played and at critical times for Washington.
Yeah.
So O believed that if Washington wins the Cup, it's just a slam dunk that Ovi gets it. And I think it depends on how it goes down in the finals. But I think Ovi's at least eaten up some of those percentages off of the flower.
Yeah, I agree with that. And winning all obviously matters. It matters every year. But, I mean, there is that Ron Hextall win back in the day, right, that served notice that it can be done. And from a goaltending perspective, you know, I think he's absolutely the front runner. And if the Vegas Golden Knights were to lose in a 6 or 7-game series, I'm glad I'm not voting, and I take myself out of that vote because I missed, basically 2 rounds, second round in the conference final. So I can criticize all those who are on media row that do vote for the Conn Smythe, and I publicly will criticize if it doesn't go the way that I think. But I can understand your case there. I think he's absolutely in that category, win or lose, no question.
Evander Kane gets a big deal to stay in San Jose, 7 years, $7 million per.
One-time 30-goal scorer.
Well, and that's the thing, right? Like, to circle back to Toronto, there are differences between Kane's situation and that of Marner or Nylander, both wingers and offensively inclined wingers. Evander Kane was set to become a UFA, so he had a lot of leverage. But if he's getting 7 years, $7 million, you know, Pasternak got 6.1, Johnny Gaudreau got 6.7, I think. Like, I like Kane, and he fit in really well. But 7 years, $7 million with, like, a no trade that's pretty locked
he
in.
He was unrestricted, though, too.
I understand, but that's a big commitment to a guy who's had some red flags, let's be honest, in his past.
Right, it is. And you know, the point production, the goals scored, all of that stuff, it's on the high end, no question. I mean, 7 years is a real big term, and $7 million is a lot of money for an organization that still believes that they're going to be in on John Tavares if John Tavares gets to free agency. I'm willing to wash away the past. I am. I don't care what happened with Evander Kane in Winnipeg. That stuff to me is ancient history. What I care about is, you know, the power forward that he is and how he played this year. And further to that point, Doug Wilson and the San Jose Sharks, you know, they had to see enough in Evander Kane, both on the ice and maybe more importantly because of the history off the ice, to invest firstly in Kane at a big term and a big number. Because that's what Wilson is doing here, isn't he? He's trying to intrigue and encourage some of his other restricted free agents and other guys that he wants to continue to stay with the organization to prove to them that, I'm signing Kane. This guy's a good player. He's good in the room, all of those things. So we're in it to win it. We're still a Stanley Cup contender. Otherwise, it doesn't make a lot of sense. But you're right. When you make the comps around the league, look at Ottawa. What do you think Mark Stone is doing looking at that contract that Kane just got? I mean, right. Mark Stone extension 100% starts with $7 million per year. And it's probably higher than that.
Well, you start when you go with your own team comparables. Bobby Ryan's at 7.25.
Yeah.
And it's tough for sometimes you're looking around the league at other guys. You start on your own team. Dregs, the Vegas team calls themselves the Misfits. There's Misfits on Washington, Ehlers, Smith, Pelly, Connolly. What are GMs going to be doing this summer? Just trolling around looking for Misfits or what?
No kidding. Absolutely. Smith Pelly to me is it's not amusing. I'm happy for the guy. Good guy, good player. And he's finally found an organization that's going to give him that chance, right? And he's taken advantage of it. So he deserves full credit for that. But, you know, those are the ingredients. You guys know this better than I do. I mean, those are the ingredients that it takes to win a Stanley Cup or at least get to that Stanley Cup final. If you don't have all of those ingredients, then something's missing and you're not going to win. And I think up until this point, that has been what Washington has lacked. Not just the Smith Pellies, but players recognizing that, all right, well, the puck's not going in the net for me, but I can win a key faceoff. That's going to make a difference late in the third period, or I'm going to have to do this as a shutdown player, even though I don't love doing that. I mean, that's part of what it takes to win. And I look at Vegas, and of course, the start of the year, we're all looking at these guys as cast-offs. I mean, they're the players that either George McPhee negotiated to get, or teams just said, well, you can take this guy, but please don't take that guy. And here's a draft pick that you don't take that guy. So you're right. They're the misfit. They're not that anymore. I mean, I think they shed that title, you know, when they qualified for the playoffs and most definitely when they won the first round. Now that they're going into the Stanley Cup final, these guys are the real deal, and they deserve all of our respect.
We talked a lot about that Tom Wilson-Braden Coburn fight last night.
Yeah.
And it was a doozy of a fight.
Yeah.
I mean, two monsters just throwing reckless bombs.
Yeah.
But I loved it, and I loved what Tom Wilson represented. I know he's moved up the lineup. He's a skilled guy, but he was reacting to what Coburn had done in the scrum prior to the penalties to begin with. And I have no issue with that. I like that he's – I think if you take that out of Wilson's game, he's not the same player. So,
well, I'll tell you what, Brian. When it first happened, and I'll give Gary Galley credit because – you know, again, to concede to the NHLers in this conversation, I mean, coaches will tell you, when you get into an environment like that, grab the best player, right? That's what you want to do. You either want to get under that guy's skin, or better yet, take him off the ice in a coincidental penalty. But grab the best guy out there. So that's old-school tactics, and Tampa Bay tried to exactly do that. Tom Wilson, you know, knows what his role is, and, you know, he's a multifaceted player. Does he cross the line on occasion? Of course he does. But I was sitting at the edge of my seat when he stepped out of that penalty box and Coburn dropped the mitts and went at it, because it's almost shocking because we never see it anymore. Certainly not in a Game 7 of the Eastern Conference Final. So for him to do that, that's just a recognition that, you know, whether there's a score to settle, whether he wants to inject in another level of emotion after Ovechkin scored and he felt like Tampa Bay was taking some liberties, I don't care. I thought it was a real good move at the time.
Yeah, it was great. Yeah. Good stuff, Dregs. We'll do it again soon.
Okay, guys. Take care.
Darren Dreger, Hockey Insider, brought to you by Finance. It. Add a payment plan to your tool belt and break down large price tags into easy, affordable payments with Finance.